This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed there is no immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border. North Carolina Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn on Fox News says old politics won't cut it anymore.
For this secretary, Secretary Alejandro, to be saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, it's the classic Democrat playbook. The only way that they can actually sound as if they have an argument is if they blame Donald J. Trump.
Rep. Cawthorn says on Inauguration Day there were more Biden supporters at the Mexico border than there were at the inauguration.
Very first time in inauguration history, there were more supporters of the president at our southern border than there were actually in attendance for the inauguration. It was a sad display.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that the coronavirus will no longer be an issue by the end of the year, and despite advances, the virus is very much in control. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, got stitches at a hospital in Boston, Massachusetts over the weekend after falling down and losing consciousness. Romney declined to say what he was doing when the fall took place. Romney said he is doing better. Now that there are three accusers of sexual harassment against Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, the calls for Cuomo to step down are coming from other powerful New Yorkers. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced Monday that her office would investigate allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo from two of the governor's former aides. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told CNN that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven, he should resign.
The governor issued a total non-apology earlier, and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things?
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Christopher Bell is a NASCAR Cup Series racer, driving the number 20 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. He also is the 2017 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. Motor Racing Network recently caught up with the young driver and asked him the secret of Joe Gibbs Racing's successes.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just his knowledge of people and knowing how to put the right people in the right positions to do the right job. And that's something that I've always really respected Coach for is his ability to do that. He's just so sharp and he knows his employees in and out, and you know he knows which ones are the right fit to get the job done.
After winning the last road course race at Daytona, he's now a part of the playoff hunt.
I would say for me it's the fact that I've won now in the Cup Series, and I hope that I'm able to rattle off a couple more here. And yeah, so it's tough, you know, you're in this sport for a reason. You're kind of labeled as only as good as your last race. So right now I'm great, but last year whenever I wasn't running so well, you know, I feel like a lot of people had written me off. So it's nice to be relevant again, and I hope I'm able to keep it up for the weeks to come.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend, culminating with the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled for Tuesday as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The earlier game started at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One late game tonight at 9:05 p.m. has National League West rivals Dodgers and Giants playing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here for more info on the show. You got it? BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for you, including the plethora of previous interviews that we have that you say, gosh, you know, I missed that hour. I only got a part of it, want the rest of it. By all means, go to the website, download. It's our gift to you because we're givers, okay? And you don't have to sign up. You're not going to get a bunch of emails later on or anything like that. It's, like I said, it's you. It's there for your choosing and for your enjoyment. And thank you very much for doing it and passing it on to your friends and neighbors. We're going to be talking about a new edition of the book, The Autobiography of Calvin Coolidge. And you go, okay, what's so important about that? Well, you're going to find out in just a moment. Amity Schles is with us, co-editor of this new edition. And the premise is why should presidents avoid great for their own good and the nation's? I mean, because I thought about this as a kid growing up. You know, how many presidents grow up, go into office and say, well, I just want to be mediocre or anything like that. Of course, you know, they want to do the best they can. I don't think they purposely go in, and sometimes circumstances happen that happen to them. They're not as, they may have gone in with a certain idea and agenda in mind, and then next thing you know, the world happens, and things can get turned upside down. Amity Schles, welcome to the radio show. Good to have you with us.
Very glad to be here.
Okay, so as the co-editor of this new edition, The Autobiography of Calvin Coolidge, why did it require a new edition?
Calvin Coolidge is a forgotten president, and he happened to be a great writer. He actually wrote his own writing. He wrote his own speeches, unlike presidents today. And once a painter said to him, you know, here are my portraits, and Coolidge gestured to a shelf with his speeches, and he said, look, those are my paintings. That's my art. He worked very hard on his writing. He wrote short sentences. We say he wrote in homiletic fashion. He wrote like a good sermon, not a bad sermon. Mm-hmm. That is short sentences to the point and a brief message, 18 minutes.
One that would hold your attention, yes.
One that would hold your attention and wasn't about him.
Mm-hmm.
He always stayed on message. It wasn't ramble off. That just didn't happen. So there's that. And then the content itself is just a vision of a different kind of politician than we imagine today. I mean, one we're frankly longing for. I know some of you probably watch CPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Coolidge believed that the president was there to serve, not to be a star.
Right.
He believed the people would reward him for service, and they did. By the way, he almost never lost an election, including the election for president, where he had a stunning victory in 24. He believed in bipartisan work. He never said mean things about his opponent because he argued, and in this book, Coolidge Autobiography, that you were wasting airtime because you weren't selling your own policies if you were busy trashing someone else.
Mm-hmm.
had great respect for human dignity, for people to make up their own mind.
Well, to this earlier point, Amity, and I think you bring up something so important, and this has been argued time and again, and I agree with that philosophy, that when you're spending time putting down somebody else, you're doing it at the expense of the time lost because your ideas, your message is getting diluted. And as some political consultants have said, well, the reason they keep doing it because it works. And I'm not sure it does.
It might work for Congress. It might work for something that's elected every 2 years. It can get you elected once, in my analysis, but not repeatedly. Why? Because when people vote for you repeatedly, and I'm not a political consultant, I'm a historian, but that's they wonder what kind of guy you are. And people will laugh at a mean joke in the locker room, but they won't necessarily admire the person more who delivered the joke, right?
Right, exactly.
People are also how you treat them. And they, after a while, they figure out if you're mean about someone, you might be mean about them too. That comes pretty quick.
Exactly.
And that you might not respect them. Coolidge started out low key. He wasn't the person you noticed first in the room, but he was the person you end up liking the best. And it just stood him in good stead. I don't think the age is that different. If we treat voters like dummies, they act like dummies for a minute, but they don't act like dummies forever. Coolidge really, he said, man has a soul. He spoke of man. It was another era. Today we would say people have a soul, but anyhow, man has a soul. Touch it and it responds. Go to the best in people and they will reward you.
Right.
It's not that he wasn't modern either. You can hear all people saying, well, this is the day. He was very modern. He was on the radio all the time. We just don't have the tapes because it wasn't so easy to tape the radio in the 1920s. But he had a wonderful radio voice. He spoke. I won't attempt to emulate his voice. It was a certain New England voice, but it was said his nasal twang cut through the airwaves like wire. It was quite distinctive.
Yes.
So these are all details of style, but they were of a piece with his incredible personal integrity. He didn't talk about moral virtue. He lived it.
Yes.
And people, it's always more impressive to see someone live by example rather than rant and then have secrets, which is the usual politician formula nowadays.
Yeah.
So there he was, and in a quite disrupted time. Martini Show listeners, the progressives were on the march then as they are now. People who wanted socialist ideas like the nationalization of power. And they were within his own party. The Republican Party had a heavy progressive wing, strong progressive wing. It even broke off. So his party splintered as the GOP is splintering now. And yet he was so popular that in that 24 election, he won an absolute majority, beating the progressives and the Democrats combined. Usually in such situations, the winner will win by a plurality. Think of Bill Clinton. He won an absolute majority because people came to trust him.
Right. Now, what you're saying and sharing about Calvin Coolidge it makes us ache for that time. That we could have that. We don't have that right now. You're exactly right. And maybe that's why Calvin Coolidge and his story and his autobiography sticks out so blatantly, because it's the thing I believe that the voters are looking for, is that, what happened to civility? What happened to a degree of class and consideration where we can, debate ideas as opposed to, somebody's alleged character and narrative? It has been most unfortunate, and I'm sure it would grieve the former president to think about how the profession of journalism has reduced itself in this common era. It has really disturbed them and the people that it's supposed to serve, and why our founding fathers protected our First Amendment right, and particularly the press, that there would be freedom of press.
Well, yes. Coolidge actually said if the press fails, the country fails. So we better build a new press pretty soon, huh?
Well, things happen out of necessity. And maybe we just have to hit the ground hard enough and to realize the necessity is here. And, you know, it's I appreciate this about the free market. When the free market is allowed to happen, it will rise to its level of excellence when you get, you know, some of these political forces out of the way. Our conversation with Amity Schles will continue. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with Amity Schles, co-editor of a new edition of the autobiography of Calvin Coolidge. I'll tell you, if there was ever a time that we needed to channel the principles of Calvin Coolidge and a era in the rearview mirror, it's really sad because of what we're having to deal with today in this cancel culture. It is rather mean-spirited, to say the least, not to mention the fact that this is what you get when you violate those first principles that were established in our Constitution and those ideals as promoted by our founding fathers. As Amity said earlier, rightfully so, that it is about serving and not being served. This is what politics is supposed to be about. But sadly, we've got too much humanity in it, and they have let loose of the higher calling and ideal of service, and now it's about what's in it for me. Right, Amity?
Too often, and what's in it for you in the short term. What's interesting about Coolidge was America was not as sure of its international status as number one power after World War One. We became number one power for the moment after World War One. We're talking now about the 1920s. But in order to become the permanent number one power, we had to have solid economic policy relative to our competitors, namely Britain. So Britain went off on a kind of compassionate conservatism, social democratic road, and we went off on a hard markets road. We said the best thing for Americans, including poor Americans, is to lower taxes and loosen regulation. And we're serious about it. It's not just a throwaway line.
Exactly.
Coolidge said, I will bend my energies to balancing our budget and to cutting taxes. And he actually had twin lion cubs the mayor of Johannesburg gave him, and he named them Budget Bureau and Tax Reduction, because the two went hand in hand, right?
Yes.
You can't just have the tax, and you can imagine him feeding him steak, right? You slide the steak across the floor of the cage.
Right.
One steak for one cub, one steak for the other cub. And that is actually, they were an emblem, a conscious emblem, of his rigorous discipline when it related to the budget. So even as he cut tax rates, which he did dramatically from the 50s down to 25 top marginal rate, lower than Ronald Reagan, he cut the budget. Almost impossible to do. The listener will say, Amity, do you mean he reduced the increase in the budget, which is what congressmen do not know?
Exactly.
he cut the actual budget, even with the population growing fast and GDP growing every year, sometimes 4%. Very tough to do, so that when he left office 67 months in, the budget was actually lower, real or nominal, than it had been when he stepped up to the presidency in August of 1923.
Wow. Lot to be said about focus. I appreciated with the Trump administration, when I spoke with many people, Amity, that were close to the president, they said his focus was job creation. One of the first questions he would ask people when they came into the Oval Office, or he would see them, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? In much the same way for Calvin Coolidge, here it was. It was about budget. It was about regulations. It was, freeing up the market, letting the market, putting the market in an advantageous position to where it could do its natural thing, because this is what we love. And the empirical evidence to me is so obvious. It's right there before our eyes. But yet you get these people who come in and think they know better. And it's laughable. And what they do is they end up hurting people more than helping them, because now they're free to go out and be entrepreneurs, to rise to their level of excellence, to be happier than they've ever been. And, we went through a previous administration where, jobs were at a premium. It was an absolute mess. And it was, I'd mentioned earlier that Jimmy Carter kind of got some relief, because he didn't seem to handle that issue very well himself either. But now, compared to the Obama administration, he kind of gave him a little bit of coverage. So he said, well, at least I'm not as bad as Obama, although that could be an argument. But regardless.
You have to separate, the policies of the Trump administration had many pro-growth features.
Yes.
And we can't throw out those features because people are being prissy about their view of the president, right?
Right, exactly.
You have to separate in every case. That's what history teaches us, the individual from the policies. And Coolidge was all about policy. and tried to, you know, subordinate who he was to executing his commitment. I mean, he was coming. There was a scandal in the 20s, as now. There was the Republican Party was riven by a scandal. In that case, it was Teapot Dome. And it was a serious scandal because the Republican administration of Harding had promised that privatization was good and private hands, it suggested, were better than government hands, right? And then it, in putting government assets, the people's assets in private hands, played favorites. That was Teapot Dome. They gave special contracts to friends and friends of the administration relating to Teapot Dome out there in the West, oil reserves. Well, you can't praise privatization or leases to the private sector if you're going to just be rewarding friends like Vladimir Putin, right?
Right, exactly.
So it was a deep scandal for the GOP. It wasn't just a personal scandal. And Coolidge had to clean up after that. And what did he do? He said, we promised in the 1920 platform, a strong platform, that we would pull back taxes and we would pull back government. I am not going to let go of that promise, regardless of what happened with President Harding. Let them prosecute the wrongdoers, and they were prosecutors. There were prosecutors and prosecuted, and, you know, there was trouble and resignation and prison. But let me not let go of our commitment to that platform on the air, because I've come into office, Harding has died. Post-scandal, I will execute on the 20 commitment. And therefore, he was able to. And but only the way to get past the scandal is to live up to the promises of the party. So the Republican Party today has to think about what are we actually going to promise?
Exactly.
Are we gonna
it's like you said, it's that contract with America, which Newt Gingrich had given the people, which, you know, was an incredible victory for the Republican Party during the Clinton era.
Right. In the Clinton era, for example, the Republicans wanted a cut in the capital gains rate. The Democrats probably didn't want that as much, although there were some Democrats who understood it. Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin understood that when you cut the cap gains rate, well, guess what? There's more activity and the government gets more money than it expected in tax revenues, where people realize capital gains. But they didn't like it, but they went along, and it was the Republicans, scandal-ridden but persistent, who exacted that cap gains rate cut from the Democrats. And it did help the economy. If you go back and look at what happened following, that was about the period where we managed to balance the budget, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
So for a minute, but we did. And so you want to separate the policy from the individuals.
Yeah.
It's also how we got welfare reform, by the way. So, you know, compromise through commitment to policy and civil work.
Well, and this is the thing, and what you're talking about is bipartisanship. The people coming together, it's not like any one party has all the goods, Amity. You know, there are ideas that need to be shared from both sides, and there needs to be bipartisanship involved. This is why, in my humble opinion, a national care program, a health care program like the Affordable Care Act, which was nothing but an Affordable Care Act, is because, you know, became a one-party dictate. That does not work into the public interest, does it?
No. Well, have a look at Calvin Coolidge if you want a refresher and you want someone to invigorate you and make yourself happy. We love this book. It's the new authorized, family-supported autobiography of Calvin Coolidge with an essay on the gubernatorial presidency, which is important, too. Coolidge had been a governor. Governors Make Better Presidents by Jim Douglas, former Republican who worked in a Democratic state, Vermont. And I know you'll like this book. I read it to revive myself, and I hope you listeners. You know,
it's quite encouraging just even hearing you talk about it, Amity. You're such a blessing. And I look forward to getting those sound bites from you. I would love to hear the former president's voice and some of the things that he shared with the people. I wish we had more to choose from. But, well, hey, we'll take whatever we can. Amity Schlaes on the autobiography of Calvin Coolidge. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your veterans tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers. shelters, shoes and socks for homeless veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400 plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed there is no immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border. North Carolina Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn on Fox News says old politics won't cut it anymore.
For this secretary, Secretary Alejandro, to be saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, it's the classic Democrat playbook. The only way that they can actually sound as if they have an argument is if they blame Donald J. Trump.
Rep. Cawthorn says on Inauguration Day there were more Biden supporters at the Mexico border than there were at the inauguration.
Very first time in inauguration history, there were more supporters of the president at our southern border than there were actually in attendance for the inauguration. It was a sad display.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that the coronavirus will no longer be an issue by the end of the year, and despite advances, the virus is very much in control. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
You know, sometimes you just have to pick yourself off the mat, get back up, and keep fighting. That is my encouragement to you. No matter the conditions, the situation that you're faced with, look at when you have right on your side, never. I think Winston Churchill said that. Never give up. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, Jeff Grinnell, we're waiting to get connected with him, has written an interesting book. It's going to be a bit provocative. For some reason, this third hour seems to be leaning towards sexual content here recently. But this is quite interesting in light of what's been happening to our culture. Jeff writes that Vladimir Lenin in 1921 wrote How to Destroy the West. He said to corrupt the young, get them away from religion, encourage their interest in sex. And, think about going through each of these prophetic statements made by Lenin in 21, it seems to indicate why America is where it is today. After four decades of youth leadership, and this author founded Wythology to raise the level of youth leadership. Jeff Grinnell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great. Thank you, Bill. So glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, you really hit the nail on the head here. I mean, we have been conditioned, we have been worked, and in fact, we were talking about this very thing yesterday, Jeff, is that the lure of sex is so powerful We underestimate, and yet we have, even in my generation, it was love the one you're with, it was sex, drugs, rock and roll, also very casual, thinking there were no consequences, and we're living out these consequences today and trying to tell the younger generation, hey, wait a minute, you don't want what I've experienced, and I'm going to be very vulnerable and transparent with you and tell you that I've paid a high price and a regrettable price at the expense of not only my own life, but my family and my children. And hopefully that message, you know, can get out. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we are ultimately, at the end of the day, responsible. But there are these outside forces, whether it happens to be in the supernatural realm, you know, the devil himself, or, you know, political forces like the communists, right, and what Vladimir Lenin had written back in the 20s.
Yeah, you know, interesting for you to kind of walk through that little cultural sexual revolution. There's a whole chapter in the book on that, of the five different waves, I call them, that crashed on the shores of America, leaving behind it a debris of thought, right?
Yes.
And I mean, no more popular than the change of what the hookup is.
Exactly.
I mean, back in the day, my grandfather used to hook up a trailer and haul a load of something.
Right.
Back in the day, my dad would crawl up on the rooftop and hook up the antenna so we could watch TV. Back in the day, as a father, I would hook up with my friends after the football game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not today.
Well, of course
not. The hookup is something totally different.
Well, we've had several variations of the sexual revolution, and one that broke out during the Bill Clinton administration, and I saw this coming with eyes wide open, Jeff. I don't know if you saw the same thing, but it scared me. I was very uneasy about the impact that it would have.
Yeah.
When you have a president, a leader in the position that Bill Clinton was, saying that it just depends what is, and this rationale,
correct,
to avoid accountability and what it did. And there was a subsequent book that was written, you may be familiar with, that, you know, went into a deep dive just dealing with, you know, Christian children who are raised in Christian families and their attitude about sex and what was defined as sex and what wasn't. And here you had these young girls. I mean, I'm reading these stories and these girls are very open about their idea of sex and what wasn't. And, you know, we're not talking, you know, just anybody. We're talking people, sure, that are in, you know, raised in the church. I mean, what a heartbreak, Jeff.
Well, interesting too, again, Bill, one of the waves also took place after President Clinton in May of 2012. And it actually was carried live on ABC with Robin Roberts. Mm-hmm. And that was the interview with President Barack Obama. And his change in stance, or I think the word he used was evolution on
yes.
the issue.
Right.
Yeah. And President Obama's statement embracing same-sex marriage, when he referenced the Bible. Now, we know where people stand culturally on this,
mm-hmm.
but to reference the scriptures that Christ sacrificed himself for all mankind, and the golden rule should allow us to do marriage, you know, same-sex marriage. And I'm
right.
like, okay, that was a stretch. And I'm a Barack Obama fan. I think he was a fantastic husband and father to his children. As far as the person, I didn't agree with his platform, but as a person, he was, you know, a wonderful man. But to take that leap in the sexual arena, in the sexual revolution arena, even, added to that Clinton, what is this? And, you know,
right
now we are referencing the Bible out of reference for same-sex marriage. That's not mm-hmm. fair to anyone.
Where are the senior pastors? Where are the theologians of this country? You know, no outrage. It's just like Atlas Shrugged. You know, somebody abuses the Word of God and was, well, it's okay. You know,
yeah.
kind of, are you kidding me? I mean, what was put out there? You know, whether, I mean, here it is. These are two formidable figures, leaders of our country, and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. And with it comes this incredible responsibility. And
yeah.
what was unleashed in just, you know, in both these cases, has just been deleterious to our culture today, to where we're not sure, and the church still hasn't reconciled it. That's amazing to me.
No, that's it. The greater responsibility is not in government. The scriptures do not say our Father which art in Washington. The responsibility is definitely in the church, but the church has done a poor job of passing the faith on from one generation to the next. And I can explain it really simple this way. When you look at the builders or the silence, the grandparents in America, they had about a 65% biblical worldview. Okay. Thought in through the lens of the scriptures on most issues. Then the Gen X, their kids come along, which would be the parents today mostly, and their biblical worldview dropped to 31%, so more than half, from 65 to 31. And then the Gen X had the millennials, right, the older brothers and sisters of the Gen Z, up to the, the 35, 37 years old. You could probably go that high from 22 to that, in that range. Depends on the sociological model. The millennials came in just 4 years ago at a 19% biblical worldview rate. Mm-hmm. Now you have today, though, Gen Z, who are teenagers today up to about, 21, 22, up to college kids today, who have a 4% biblical worldview.
Wow, and that's a huge drop. Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? So when you bring up pastors, I like to say it this way. The principles of one generation become the practices of the next.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what we have done, we've done a poor job of defining our principles to the last two generations, millennials and Gen Z, and we're paying a difficult price for it.
Well, and as you say, and you reference the Barna Research Study, which we have George Barna pretty regularly on the show updating us, but he and I go back, probably 10 years ago when he first brought up this, this call of a biblical worldview. And even at that point, Jeff, the senior pastors on the pulpit represented maybe just over 50% that held to a biblical worldview. Now, when we come back, I want you to explain to the audience. I've done this before, but I want your explanation of what a biblical worldview involves here, because I think people are going to be surprised at just how basic and practical a biblical worldview is and why it's so important. We got more from Jeff Grinnell. We're talking about his new book, Gen Sexy's Love Sexuality.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we are interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know, I like what Charles Finney says, that a revival happens when it's most needed. Well, I'll tell you, look over our landscape and you go, boy, bring it on. But prior to a revival comes repentance. That is when we'll know that revival is just around the corner, when the hearts of men are softened to the degree that they yield to the voice and the laws of God. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Jeff Grinnell, and I say stay tuned and keep praying, all right? Jeff Grinnell, his new book, Gen Sexies, and I asked him, I said, is it Sexies or Sexyz? He says, well, you know, he's a little bit like Don McLean in that sense. If you remember Don McLean in American Pie, people always, I mean, this is like a whole subculture of trying to understand what American Pie is all about. But not quite that complicated. Gen Sexyz is Sex XYZ, of course, of the gen. So quite brilliant the way he's put that together. Love, sexuality, and youth. Jeff, before the break, we were talking about, a biblical worldview. Explain to our audience exactly what do we mean when we talk about a biblical worldview.
Yes. One of the most important things that we have to do as believers is to understand our faith. And as we said earlier in this interview, the numbers don't look good. They're discouraging. And the fall off of a biblical worldview is massive in America. And all that really means is, how do I see life? How do I see issues, morality? How do I carry on my relationships, my thoughts? My spiritual discipline or spiritual formation. And there's this massive battle between culture and scripture, if we can say it easily that way, between society and scripture. And what I see with teenagers is a more of a meology than a theology,
yeah, right.
a worldview that is based out of feeling, experience, emotion, an emotion versus an ethic, you know. And right. So what the ethic is, it's like civil law, Bill. Mm-hmm. Your listeners understand that. I don't think there's anybody listening today that would say, we don't need speeding laws today. That would be chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we often try to pick and choose the laws we like and the laws we don't like. And so it's that battle with culture and scripture that we have to settle. And so in the book, in the second chapter on a theology of sexuality, I lay out some of the core scriptures that would help a person develop a biblical worldview of sexuality.
Right. Well, it comes down, I think Oz Guinness said it well, as you know, coming off of what you're saying here, Jeff, is that we have ethics, what ought, versus what is, and that's the mores.
Yeah.
The mores are ever changing. The ethics do not change. They are consistent. The ethics come from God. They're solid. We had a conversation with Jeff Kemp, the former NFL quarterback and ministry leader, and we were talking about the difference between the two identities, the identity that comes from God and the identity that comes from the culture. The culture is ever changing. It changes with the wind, the latest tweet, that sort of thing. God's identity is consistent. Doesn't matter. It is still the same because that is the way God is. It's very precise, very exact. There's no theoretical about it, right?
No. And you know what? Interesting that you would bring that up also, Bill, because I often say, it's in the book, populace does not create principle.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's popular doesn't create a principle out of it. You know, we have to go back to scripture to build principle, or law, civil law to build, you know, speeding laws or traffic laws or whatever. And so I don't know if you remember the Abagnale effect from that movie Catch Me If You Can, right?
Right, exactly.
That scene where they bring this guy who was caught in, right? They bring him in, Leonardo DiCaprio, and they Frank Abagnale, and they say, we want you to work for the fraud division. And so they show him what they're doing and says, no, no, you got this wrong. You don't look at the counterfeit to decide what the counterfeit is.
Right.
You look at the original or the genuine, and that helps you see the counterfeit because you've understood the genuine.
You've studied the genuine so much. Same thing they teach bankers, you know, tellers at banks.
Yeah.
They study the real deal so that when a counterfeit bill comes across, it sticks out so blatantly for them. Yes.
Yeah. And I think there's such confusion with this generation, and it's the statistics are proven. What are we looking at? Are we looking at the counterfeit, or are we looking at the genuine here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it on the rock? Is it based on the principles of the rock, or is it on shifting sand? Again, is it temporal, or is it eternal? And, you know, the dangerous thing is that we start repeating history, as one said. You know, it's not so much that we learn from history. The sad part is we don't. And so we keep repeating it. And this is why we find ourselves today as people of faith, just like the children of Israel out in the desert, or afterwards, that said, hey, they're seeing things according to their own eyes, where it was the book of Judges.
Yep.
And they started to see things according to their own eyes when things were going so great for them and God was blessing them. And they thought, okay, we have a better idea. We'll take it from here. It's kind of like what this country is going through right now. It's like, you know, we prayed that God would bless this nation. God bless the nation, set us on a path, on a righteous, sustaining path. And we have a ruling elite that's come alongside and said, okay, ladies and gentlemen, women and children of America, this is your new God. And out of the fires has come this, it just popped out, this molten calf. And we're now to worship this molten calf that is so temporal and can't even breathe or tell you anything about your future.
Right. Now, let's take that conversation back to the government, you know, the government center, the government sector, and sanctity of life is such an important message for conservatives, let's say. Mm-hmm. And I like to use the term sanctity of the living also. And there's three areas of that: sanctity of gender, sanctity of marriage, and sanctity of sexual relations. Right. Those three areas: gender, marriage, and sexual relations. And if you back it up, you would say sexual relations within marriage between a man and a woman, that covers sexual relations, marriage, and gender. So when you look at that, as I explained it in the Bible, I think it's really clear that God almost had a mic drop moment in Genesis when he set up the standard. And then what has happened since then has been a deviation from that standard. And so now we have this loss of sanctity over not just life in the womb, the sanctity of how we're going to live with specific kinds of biblical framework. Absolutes. I know we're not supposed to say that word today, and because everybody works in generalizations, not absolutes, right?
So, well, but that's the problem. That's the problem because we've abandoned absolute, we've abandoned truth, and so now it becomes relative. And so, knock it out, and everything is relative. And look what's happening: divorce rate in the church high, if not higher than out in the normal or the outside culture. You know, and just like you said, the compromise of gender. We got people committing suicide. It is a grave mess that we find ourselves because we've chosen to turn our backs on God and His ways. And it goes back. I use this often, Jeff, the conversation between Cain and God. And Cain is down in his mouth because God didn't accept his worship, as you'll recall. And he summed it up for us very clearly, and this admonishment has been ringing through the millennia. He tells Cain, he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about a drop the mic moment. That drop the mic, walk away, you study, you chew on that for a lifetime, and go teach that to your children and see what happens.
That's how the devil stole sex. That's the first chapter. Mm-hmm. The devil stole sex when the devil stole love.
Yes.
And he took love out of the conversation. And so now parents and and workers, all of us on a regular basis, we haven't brought truth and grace into the argument. We were totally functioning in truth, and we forgot about grace.
Yes.
And Paul was very clear that we have conversations and we have a faith that is built not just on truth or legalism or law or principle or ethic. We also have a faith that is based on grace. And I think the church has done a poor job of both truth and grace. We've raised the banner truth. But we've also got to raise the banner of grace also. Amen. With this topic.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. There's no doubt about it. And, hey, look, this is the opportunity that we have today. And, Jeff, think about it. Think about it. You know, all we have to do is if we move the needle just a little bit, believe and trust God just enough. Can you imagine the light that would come bursting forth into the darkness, you know, and pierce the dark, this dark world?
Bill, it's the issue of our day. And the best way for a generation to make a statement is to win the conversation in the main issue of their day.
Yeah. And the thing is, Jeff, also, and I know your heart's the same way, when we talk about winning, we're not winning at somebody else's expense, because ultimately it becomes win-win. Because if we're winning with God, we're all blessed. God blesses us to be a blessing. And this is our prayer. This is what we would hope for. For over four decades of youth leadership, Jeff Grinnell has founded Wythology to raise the level of youth leadership. Wythology exists to educate, resource, and inspire youth and train youth leaders to prepare the next gen to lead in the church and the world. Jeff, how can people be in touch with you?
Yes, all they have to do is go to youthology.com. It's YTH, short for youth, YTHOLOGY.com. And they can find our link tree there to all of our socials and YouTube. And the book is on Amazon. Run and get Gen XYZ.
You got it. Jeff Grinnell, thank you, buddy. God bless.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.